Okay, labour law in this country is labyrinthine, to say the least, with employment regulation orders covering specific sectors and then geographies. So Dublin's rates could be different to Cork or Limerick. One half of what are referred to as JLCs, as Joint Labour Committees, have been deemed to be unconstitutional. That's just to add to the confusion, and that's back in the Dáil for amendment. Linda Hines is an employment law specialist with Lehman Solicitors, who takes more than a passing interest in this area, and she joins me on the phone this morning. Okay, Linda, the simpleton's guide to the JLCs, please.
I mean, you're correct that it's an extremely confusing area for people, but I'll just try and simplify it. There's basically two different arrangements that we're looking at when we talk about this area. The first is the one you mentioned, the employment regulation orders. And these are basically legal instruments put in place by the Joint Labour Committees, or the JLCs as they're known as, and they're enacted by the Labour Court. There was approximately 17 of those in certain sectors and geographies, and they were the orders that were declared unconstitutional last year in relation to that John Grace case. So they're actually currently not enforceable at the moment. The legislation going through the Dáil at the moment will actually put these back on a legal footing, and that's why there's still an interest and a focus in them, because they will become enforceable again. The other arrangement that we're talking to when we talk about this area is registered employment agreements. And these are actually collective agreements that are made between trade unions and employers, and then they're actually registered with the Labour Court. So there's 70 of those, and they're still in place, and they're still enforceable. So they're actually separate areas, the employment regulation orders, and still enforceable against employers.
70, that is, first of all, it's a huge number, but is it not a mind-boggling number, and is there a reason why there are 70 of them?
Well, when we refer to 70, many of those are actually agreed in a specific enterprise, so it might be a specific employer. For example, like Bachelors Limited has a registered employment agreement, so that's one that they've entered into with a specific union in relation to a specific class of workers, and it only applies to that class. But there are a few of those registered employment agreements that are actually sector specific. So those are the ones that people need to be mindful of. And I'll give an example, like the drapery, footwear and allied trades registered employment agreement. That's one that would apply to anyone working in retail in a clothes shop, say, for example. And that's also location specific. So if you work in a clothes shop in Dublin, then you're likely to fall under this drapery registered employment agreement. But if you work outside of Dublin, you'll have different rates. You're under the national minimum wage rates. If you work inside of Dublin, you fall under this registered employment agreement. It's a very confusing area for people to make sure you're compliant with it.
And I know this is not an area that it would directly concern you, but you may have a view on it. Is, could it be simplified?
Oh, absolutely, it could be simplified. I mean, my view on it would be that the employment legislation that's already in place, you know, adequately covers wage rates and working hours and all of those issues. So, you know, I wouldn't necessarily see a need for these registered employment agreements or for the employment regulation orders themselves, but the legislation will be moving through to put them on a more sound footing. The legislation does put in more checks and balances into how they can be entered into, so hopefully that will assist people in trying to deal with them.
And is this something, and again, I wonder, do you know the answer to this, is this something that is peculiar to this country, or do other countries have these weird and wonderful arrangements?
Well, I suppose it does fall under the kind of category of collective negotiation, and there would be other countries within Europe that would be involved in those, none to the same extent as ourselves. I think there's about 6 EU countries who have this type of mechanism or a similar mechanism. But it would be quite unique to Ireland, okay, yeah.
And it's appearing in front of the Dáil on Tuesday, I think.
Yeah, it's currently at select committee stage, so that's the stage where changes can be made to the draft legislation. So there'll be a lot of bodies who'll actually be making submissions now to the select committee about the proposed changes they think should be made to the bill. And then it will be a number of months before the bill actually issues.
But fortunately, it's something that will keep you in business.
Yes, I mean, that's the thing. When these things are confusing, people need guidance with them. So, yeah.
Okay, Linda Hines, you're an employment law solicitor with Lehman Solicitors. Thank you.